that time there was a problem, a racial problem, at the convention. So he instituted a working committee on racism, discrimination, and employment equity, okay, which eventually evolved into the Rainbow Committee. That's what
That's actually my next question. Tell me about being on that committee and diversity issues. And
well, the Rainbow Committee started, as I said, as a result of something that happened at the convention. And the fellow, Don Moran, who was there also as a representative of his local in Winnipeg, he got called some names, which in QB that was, you know, like there wasn't much being done at that time about racism. Mm-hmm. So Jeff Rose, who was the president at the time, he created this this committee, and he chose people who that he figured could sit on this committee. Mm-hmm. And at that time, there was only three of us that were of Aboriginal blood that were on this committee. There was me, Don Moran, and Peter Wagner. He was he always called himself a transplanted Mohawk from Ganawagi, who lived in B.C.
Oh, really?
But that committee started, it evolved. We had only three people on that committee, three Aboriginal people who actually recognized who they were and said who they were to the convention. There were others there, but they wouldn't come out and self-identify because they were afraid. You know, they didn't know what the demographics were in the union, and basically it was all white.
Yeah.
And we've got this committee together, and it contained a Native, it contained the people of color, and it evolved, slowly evolved into a, we still called it the Working Committee, but it was something we took from Martin Luther King, the Rainbow Committee.